Hello everyone, thank you for coming to this second session for Shiny. And our first speaker will be Patricia Montinkova. She is a researcher in the Institute of Computer Science in the Chest Academy of Science, and she will present teaching psychometrics and analyzing Shiny educational tests with Shiny item analysis.
Thank you very much. So thank you everybody for coming to this talk. My name is Patricia Martinkova and I will be presenting on Shiny application called Shiny Item Analysis and how it can be used for teaching psychometrics and analyzing educational tests. Now, let me first acknowledge that this is a joint work. The application, the code has thousands of lines, so it's a lot of work. And I'm delighted to be surrounded by wonderful students. Many of them you can meet here at the conference, as I will be describing through the lecture, through the talk. And this research is supported, or the work is supported by Czech Science Foundation. So I'm very glad for that as well. So during this talk, I'll give you a story behind one Shiny application called Shiny Item Analysis. And to tell you more about how we try to make it great for teaching, to promote our own research, and also for production. I mean by that, to really enforce and make the institutions using these methods routinely. And I will provide some conclusion. Okay, for the introduction, as you may have seen at this conference, there are many Shiny applications being developed. So just out of curiosity, how many of you have actually developed a Shiny application? There are many of you. So I think, from my own perspective, Shiny applications are great for bringing the functions and methodologies prepared in R to wider audience, to those people who maybe don't want to try to open R at the first in the first step, so I think that's mainly why it's great. But everybody has their motivation for creating your Shiny application. So here is ours. First of all, it's the development of admission tests. That's actually the topic of the grant, which funded this work. And let me explain that while in big testing companies, such as Educational Testing Service or College Board, there are big teams of people who develop admission tests. In Czech Republic, it's usually the faculties themselves who write items and who prepare the admission tests. We also have different tests at different universities. So for example, there are more colleges or schools of medicine, but each of them has their admission test. So there is a need for these methodologies to bring them to these faculties to help them to prepare better tests. Similar thing is happening everywhere, maybe even in countries where psychometrics is used more often. It's happening in regular classroom use or tests for regular classroom use. We have been collaborating with a group of biology educators who are developing their own tests, and they also want to validate their tests. While the need of good tests, here it's obvious, you want to select the best students. Here it may not look so obvious, but it's also important to have very good tests in daily classroom use to keep students interested in the subject, and also to avoid discrimination of minorities, to understand better why some group is a disadvantage in these types of item and so on. So sooner or later you find out that there is so much work to be done that you cannot accomplish that all by yourself, so you need actually to teach the models and concept. And that's another thing that in Czech Republic is not very well developed. There is actually no program of educational measurement or psychometric. And students from College of Education usually don't use R, so that was one more motivation. And finally, last but not least, we also want to promote our own research in psychometric and promote it to audience which maybe doesn't necessarily use R. So there was this need of a user-friendly and freely available tool. And that's what we came with. It's called Shiny Item Analysis. And while I'm speaking, you can actually download the application, you can download the R package from CRAN. The newest version is there right now. We usually keep the newest version on GitHub, so you can also download it from GitHub. But what is more important, even if you are not using R, you can actually go online, either to our server at Institute of Computer Science in Prague, and you can just try the application right away without need of installing R or running any code. We also have some mirrors. One of them is at shinyapps.io to make this faster. Okay, so this is how the application looks like. It has some intro page at the beginning with description of its functionalities. And there are these sections, and each of them is covering a certain subject or concept in development of educational tests in psychometrics. We try to make it step by step and provide lots of explanations and interpretations. Okay, so in this section, let me try to tell you more about how we try to make the application better for teaching. So first of all, who do we teach? Lots of these functions were used in course of item response theory, so students of educational measurement. There will be a course next autumn as well, and we expect that especially students from College of Education, psychology fields, and so on, might not know any R, at least not at the beginning. But more than that, we want to explain these functionalities and these concepts to faculties who develop their tests, or actually university stakeholders, because we want to convince the universities that these methods are important for their test development. So what are some helpful features? I think it's very important if your application has some interactive plots. It has example data set, but also it allows to upload your own data, which is very important. We show model equations to explain the concepts, but also we provide interpretation of your own results. So if you get an estimate of discrimination of this, what it actually means. The application allows you to download plots, generate extensive reports. That is very important. And another thing is we don't want to take people from R, but rather to bring them to R. So that's why we also provide sample R code. Okay, let me show you just some of the screenshots. I have the application on here, but maybe I'll just go through the screenshots to make sure that it's all can be shown and it's running. So here is the screen for the data. Here you can select one of the four example data sets. Two of them are simulated data sets, and two of them are real data sets. Down here you can upload your own data. The data is in a form that you have in rows. You have your students. In columns, there are answers to each item, usually in multiple choice format. Then you have some key. Then you can actually input also the group, vector of the group, and vector of criterion to test for predictive validity. What I mean by interactive plots, here is one for a histogram. This is actually very good for reporting, for creating even report for individual student. The student can see how many students reached the same number of points, how many did worse and how many did better. There are some summary statistics. Now, for the institution or for the person who is developing the test, it's important to see how each item is actually functioning. So in this, what is called traditional item analysis, we just provide difficulties, and these are the red bars showing the hardest item on the left, the easiest, which is answered correctly by most of the student on the right, and discrimination, how well does the item discriminate between the top third and bottom third of the students. Now, when on this plot, some of the items ends up having a very small discrimination, You might want to research or search why is that happening, so you can look at individual items. Here you can go through all the items. And this plot shows you how each of the options is functioning. So the correct one should have the highest percentage of correctly of selection by the top third of students. Here it should be low. And then while the wrong answers or the distractors should be decreasing, here you see that this one is actually not selected by many students at all. Okay, here you can also increase the number of groups. And we are getting to this concept of models, because usually when we work with universities, people who prepare tests, this is where they usually would end. But we want to make them actually using statistical models. So here is just the model of simple logistic regression. Here are, again, the percentages. And now you can fit a line, a single line, describing or predicting the probability of choosing the correct answer. We get through concepts such as that instead of the total score, you can have here standardized version, and you can actually change the parameterization a bit. We always provide the equations down here at the bottom. I will maybe showing that a bit later. And we also account for probability of guessing. That means students with very low ability are still able to guess the item. And during this step-by-step process, model by model, where the equation is provided down here at the bottom, the estimates are provided and their explanation, we get to what is called item response theory models, which are used in the field. These are conceptualized as the nonlinear mixed effect models. We basically say, well, now instead of having the total score here, you actually have a latent variable, some random effect. And again, we provide equations, explanations. These plots are for each item. Now the parameters of the item are estimated jointly or together with latent ability. The latent ability is now estimated a bit, it's more precise, and you can actually easily equate, link different versions of tests, and so on. So it's very good to bring these concepts to test developers. And as I mentioned, we want to bring people to R. So each of the concept that is provided here is also presented, or there is an R code. So you can open a session, an R session, and just copy paste this code, and it will be running for you right away, because all the data sets are in packages. The packages are here at the beginning, so everything should be running. We also have these training sections. Here it is, you can play with different item response theory, with item response theory models by selecting different parameters for your item. So for example, here is the discrimination that gives the slope, guessing is the lower limit, inattention up here, and the difficulty is now depicted by the position of the curve. So students can play with that as well. Okay, so that would be teaching. Now let me move towards the research. How we use Shiny Item Analysis to promote our own research. I think if you want to widespread your novel methodology, you can first write a scientific paper. And if you are an R user, you might want to provide R code. Even better, to provide a data set. And if the R code is too long, you can even provide functions and accompanying R package. And I think as a next step, it's very good to prepare a Shiny application, which will allow you to bring all these methods to people who are not using R. What is our research about? We do research in differential item functioning. It is, what is DIF? It is when students from two groups, but with the same underlying latent ability, have different probability of answering the items correctly. So for example, these can be males and these females, or vice versa. And there are many methods for detecting DIF. We have them all in this section, devoted to fairness and DIF. or many of them, maybe not all. And we have also developed our own approach, our own method, which is based on nonlinear logistic regression. And it's right here. You can try it. You can use it. It's actually embedded in one package called DiffNLR. And also, you can look at how the different options are being selected. And to learn more, you can go to online maybe to a talk which was presented yesterday by Adela Drabinova on the package DiffNLR. In one publication we just came out, we were also showing why testing for differential item functioning is important, because it can happen in the field of educational test development, especially in classroom assessments. When they validated the test, they would argue that to check for fairness, you would look at how different groups are performing in mean of total score. And in this paper, we are arguing that it can happen that there is a difference in total score, yet all the items function the same for the two groups. And also, we prepared a simulated data set, which is available in the application, which shows that it can actually happen that one group, here is males, here females, for example, can have exactly the same distributions of total scores, yet it can happen that there is an item which is functioning differently. So that's also present in the application. Okay, let me move towards the last section, and that's about what we call production. Basically, we want the institutions to use these methods. So what we prepared is an automatic report generation. It is available here in this last section of the Shiny application. Here you can choose what type of report do you want, PDF or HTML. And you can choose which methods you want to include. And then an extensive report is generated for you, which consists of all these sections. And this is very useful for universities as a tool. They can easily check their items. If we make workshops for them, so they can read these graphs and these tables easily then. How it works, actually, I will just tell you that there is a poster, right, and it's still hanging there, by Jakub Hodek, who is also here, and you can talk more with him or the rest of the team about how this was generated. Okay, let me make a conclusion now. So, as I have shown you, the Shiny Item Analysis is a Shiny application and an R package for interactive and step-by-step analysis of educational tests. It is useful for teaching, especially of psychometrics and educational measurement. Some important features are that it offers example data sets, but you can also upload a new data set or your own. It provides visualizations, interpretations of results, and a sample R code. It is also very useful for generating reports for supplied data, for example, of admission tests. And we also use it to promote our own research in differential item functioning and DDF detection. You can try it here. If you have any questions or comments, I will be very happy to answer. And thank you very much for your attention.